Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm so sorry that it took so long. All right, I spoke with the supervisor, and he looked into your order, and he says that I need to send an email to our customer care management, and I'm going to ask them about this, why they haven't called you yet. And that's going to expedite them giving you a call and letting you know if there's any parts that need to be ordered. It just doesn't say if there's any parts
ma'am,
you need to
ma'am,
order. Uh-huh.
I don't understand. The technician, Tim, I think that's the technician, Tim, that came
mm-hmm.
out. I don't know why he wrote it up that way. It's not a sewage line. It's just a pipe running from my kitchen sink. I'm not even on sewage, number one. I'm on septic tank. And it's just a section of the pipe that has a hole in it that need to be cut out and replaced by PVC pad. I don't understand how he wrote it up as for a sewage line, and it's not going.
Yeah.
You know,
it says need to cut sewer line in basement that's connected to the sink and repipe back to sewer main. So let me type up an email and tell them what's going on. So it's not to the sewer
main. But there
main.
Is not a there is
right.
not a sewer line. It's just a simple pipe. That the only thing that drains into this pipe is my kitchen sink. And that goes into my septic tank. I'm not on sewage.
Okay.
So I don't know how he wrote it up that way, because it's a simple fix. It's not a difficult fix.
Right. Okay. Needs a call to schedule this repair.
It's about a 1 foot
no
section
sewer
to
line.
Cut out and replace by a PVC valve. That's it. It's an easy fix. And if I wasn't 71 years old, I'd do it myself, but I'm too old to get it.
PVC pipe and cut out a small section.
Yeah, about a foot
section. Okay.
Yeah.
He has not heard from anyone. How long has it been?
Well, I mean, you
two
can
days,
look on your work order
days.
When Tim came out. Tim came out about, what's the day? The day is Thursday.
Thursday.
Tim came out, what, Monday or Tuesday? And,
okay.
You know, I hadn't heard
it's
anything
been
since
a
then.
A few days, okay.
And I mean, my wife is getting on me about this.
Right. I understand, and I would be upset, too. I mean, that's very inconvenient.
It's an easy fix. It's not a difficult thing.
Right.
I got a fourth.
Okay.
It ain't like you got to crawl in a crawl space, nothing like that. I have a fourth basement. Boom. I mean, it's right over my washing machine. So, I mean, just a simple fix.
He is not able to use his kitchen sink and needs this repair. ASAP, please reach out. Let him know when the technician can come out and fix this. Okay, so I'm sending an email to our customer care management, and they will actually look at the order, and they'll be able to contact that technician and find out why he hasn't called and get you scheduled, at least. I'm just not able to schedule
it because
said it's pending.
The technician, wait a minute, you said something that was incorrect.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The technician is not the one that is scheduled. The technician said he's going to send in the worker to you guys, and you guys
mm-hmm.
going to schedule him to come back out to fix it.
Right. But we just can't because it says requires authorization and it's still
I understand that, ma'am.
Status.
But I understand
so that's
that.
Why
but
I
you
can't
you made
schedule it.
But you just made a statement saying
mm-hmm.
you're gonna send it back to tell the technician to schedule appointments. Technician don't schedule. You got to.
Yes, that's right. I meant that I'm gonna tell the customer care management to look into the order and then let us know what we can do so we can get this scheduled. So to the technician or to the person that schedules for him, which is us, but they will reach out to us. They just have to put it in a different status. So they'll look into it with the technician to find out why it's still pending and then revert it to scheduling so we can, you know, get it done ASAP. And, you know, they say they try to get these done within 24 to 48 hours, and it's already been past that. So we need to get, you know, the corporate involved so they can find out, you know, what's going on, what's taking so long, you know?
Will I hear something today, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you should hear something today before the end of the day.
All right.
Okay, so I'm so sorry that it's taken so long, but I'm working on it for you. And I sent the email, but I'm also going to copy and paste the email to your work order. So just in case you have to call us back, they'll know you spoke with me. My name is Ashley, and that this is what we're working on. And, you know, we've got in touch with customer care management to get this expedited, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so I apologize for the delay. Now, is there anything else I can help you with right now?
No, ma'am.
All right, well, thank you for calling Circus Services, and I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Bye.